relationship, it destroys the people who don't forgive. It is not only destructive of relationships, it is self-destructive. And Scripture makes it very, very clear that where there is a lack of forgiveness, there will develop bitterness. And out of bitterness comes hatred, and coupled with hatred comes anger. And the end of hatred and anger and bitterness is the pursuit of vengeance. Retaliation is sought, and retaliation is never satisfied, and vengeance is never really appeased. And consequently, people live with the bitterness, and it is deeper and deeper as they live with it longer. We live in a society that has made a virtue, or tried to make a virtue, out of vindictiveness. 3 out of every 4 attorneys on the planet live in America. They have to be here in order to take up all the litigation that comes from angry, bitter people wanting to get every piece of flesh they can get out of anybody who has stepped across the line into the offense zone. Even psychologists have said that forgiveness is not healthy. That's right. Forgiveness is not healthy. You don't need to carry around that offense. You need to get resolution, and the best way to get resolution is to be vindictive. Years ago, I read a popular book called Toxic Parents. And in this book, Toxic Parents, the author has a chapter entitled, "You Don't Have to Forgive." She says that children who have been offended by the behavior of their parents must not forgive their parents. They must heap on their parents full blame for their present problems because their parents poisoned them by their toxicity. And so she suggests that the new cry should be, "I am a victim, it's not my fault, I'm not responsible, my parents did it to me." Guilt for everything is pushed off on someone else, and vengeance needs to be not only exalted, but exhausted. However, the price of vengeance is extremely high, extremely high. An unforgiving attitude, a bitterness that runs deep, a desire for vengeance that comes out of vindictiveness or hate or anger will do several things. Number one, it imprisons people in their past. This is the price of